Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome to the Audio Time Capsule, episode 14. I'm comedian Simon Kane, and for those of you new to the show, this is the podcast where I bring on a guest, get them to leave 20 questions, and then a year later bring them back on to answer them. I then edit it so they're talking to their past self.
All past voices will sound like this.
And all present voices will sound like this. To give you an example of how the podcast works, here is a question I recorded for myself just before this week's guest arrived.
Simon, do you have a wallet yet? For the past 5 years, 4 or 5 years, you have basically just carried around money in your pocket and all your cards and everything. And recently you've sort of been thinking that it might be a more adult way of dealing with it to actually have a consistent device to carry those around rather than having them jangle in your pocket. Have you sorted that? And if so, what was the solution you came up with? Answer me.
All right. Obviously I was feeling a bit aggressive that morning, wasn't I? So I did get a wallet. I am not currently using it. It was a red one, a red leather wallet, and I really like that because it was bright red. Actually, I can see it on the desk now. I liked having a wallet for about a month. I thought it was really fun, but then I thought it's kind of slowing me down. I honestly might try it again because you've sort of reminded me that it's there, even though I see it almost every day. I don't know, there's something about having one device. Why am I calling it a device? You called it a device. One thing that has all my life in it that someone could just steal and it's all gone in one go that I don't like. If someone, like, robbed me, they'd have to, like, go in my pocket and grab stuff out, and statistically they'll probably leave something in there. So, I don't know. I don't know how robbing people works. Do robbers take time to go through your pocket and make sure they've got everything? Maybe I'm just delaying the inevitable. Maybe if someone was going to rob me, they would just take everything regardless of how easy it was. Because if you're robbing someone, I suppose that doesn't really come into play. Okay, short answers, Simon, because this is just the intro. Yes, I did buy a wallet. No, I'm not using it. Yes, I might start using it. Let's start the episode. Hello. In this episode, we're going to be talking to award-winning comedian, MC, and comedy club owner, Barry Ferns. He's a legend on the London comedy circuit, not only for his engaging and frankly hilarious comedy sets and MC style, but also for being the only free night in the capital that has grown to be 7 nights a week that fills to capacity every night and has resulted in him and the Angel Comedy team being able to open their very own purpose-built comedy club venue with change. They also, basically, the club's free to go into and you get to pay whatever you can afford or what you valued it at on the way out. The same as the Free Fringe in Edinburgh. And it's amazing. It's a, you know, to after 5 or 6 years of collecting money to have enough, as well as their crowdfunding that they did early on in the year, to be able to afford a pub that they can convert into a comedy club. I'm really proud of them and I'm really proud of him. It's a beautiful venue and it is well worth popping down to check it out and watch a show or four. So if you'd like to find out more information about that club, if you're going to be in London or if you just live in London, check out the links in the show notes. But this episode isn't just about the club. This is about Barry. This is about him, his life, his thoughts, his insecurities about himself and about his career. And it was very revealing in a weirdly personable and personal personal way. I loved it. I thought it was great. I learnt loads about him. We've becoming closer as friends in the last couple of years, and it was one of those ones where I got to learn a bit more about my mate in a way that I wouldn't have done otherwise. So thank you for sharing, Barry. If you're new here, please do hit the subscribe button. If you're old here, please do consider giving us an honest, ideally positive review in iTunes. If you've got anything negative to say, chuck me an email. Don't put that out on the internet. There is enough negativity there as it is. And either way, please do consider joining the Facebook group. It's called The Audio Time Capsule, and it's on Facebook, of course. The Facebook group and the Twitter feed, in fact, which is at Audio Time Travel, is full of exclusive content, behind-the-scenes content from each of the podcasts. It's great if you would like to learn more about the project and how it's made and the future of it going forward into Series 2, which is something that I am now thinking about because I've been recording first rounds of Series 2 questions, but I have had to think about the logistics of how I'm going to make that work. So, yes, it's exciting. It's all being shared with you because I'm like being transparent. Enough of that. Let's open the audio time capsule of Barry Ferns.
Hello, my name is Barry Richard Salvador Ferns. I am sat in the second Angel Comedy venue on September the 9th, 2016. And this project is something that I'm interested to see what me of the past is going to make of me of the future.
Hello there, my name is Barry Ferns. I am sat here at the Bill Murray Pub upstairs on the 30th of September 2017. How am I feeling about this? I'm feeling like it's going to be a journey into the lack of my short-term memory, which is always a confusing journey and uncanny as well. Or I'm not entirely sure this isn't going to be doctored in some way to make it sound like what I actually said, but it might actually just be, Barry, why do you think you could kill mother? That kind of thing. So I'm hoping it hasn't been severely edited.
So Barry, you've been trying to give up sugar now for quite some time because it runs you down. You know, it's been a year, another year. You did give up sugar for 2 years, but how's that going? Go on, how's it going? But it's not going that well, is it, Barry? But it's not. But let's see. Let's see what the last 12 months, 2016, 2017, what that rocky road was. And not a rocky road as in a sweet or anything like that, which is obviously getting you salivating right now. Because right now we are eating sugar, aren't we? That's right. How's that going?
Do you have a rocky road? Is there a rocky road on you right now? Because I might have it if you do have it. yeah, don't mock me. You know how this has gone. It's the same each time. We gave up sugar for about 2 months. And presently congratulating ourselves because we're not eating too much late at night, but a little bit. So, you know, you knew that. I don't even know why you use that as a question. Personally, I always hated myself, and you're giving me reason.
So, Barry, you've been trying to write by performing things out in your space. That's the best way to write for you, to actually talk it out, but you feel like a bloody idiot doing it. Can't fucking do it. Hey, you sounded quite Australian when you said that. That's interesting. But you can't do it, so you've been trying to get some discipline to do that. That was the plan for the next 12 months. How's that going for you, you know? I mean, to be honest, right now, I'm feeling that you probably won't have done that because it's been on the slate for quite some time, but you never know. You never know. Let's see.
Sorry, could you repeat that question?
You've been trying to write by performing things out in your space.
Sorry, what are you talking about? Trying to write because I've been trying to perform things out in space? You're making no sense whatsoever. I think what you probably mean is trying to perform at the same time as I'm writing things out. So, future self hasn't put that any clearer, have I? so perform things as I learn stand-up performatively rather than just writing things down and trying to do it on stage. I'm guessing that's what you mean. And in which case, all I can say is, fuck you, I am doing that now. You can stuff that prediction. Yeah, okay, you're right with sugar. But, you know, I'm a human animal. Leave me alone. You know, I'm biologically pre-programmed to crave sugar. But, yeah, I've taken that into my process. And I now take any idea, I write it down, I perform it out. I write it down, I edit it, I perform it out, and then I take it to stage. So, you know, processes do change, and I stand proud with that. Not that I don't feel a dick when I'm doing it, but I do. So there you go.
Staying alive, Barry. Have you managed to stay alive over the last 12 months? because, you know, you've been struggling for quite some time now. Have you managed to stay alive? I mean, or would you call it, would you even call the last year, the last 12 months life? Would you call that living? You know, that's the question. If you have been alive, in inverted commas, as in continuing the cellular organism that you are of Barry Ferns, moving through time and space, okay, yeah, technically, you know, a lot of the markers for life are there, but have you really been living? I don't think so. Not up until now. So, I don't know. Anyway, either way, are you alive in a factual sense or even emotional or spiritual sense?
Yeah. I'm answering these questions. So if I wasn't alive, it would be a point of masochism for the person that's producing this podcast to be airing it. It'd be interesting just to play those questions out to space, just to see how things... So, yeah, and you know, your reductionistic idea of what you perceive as being life, I disagree with. Everyone's living all the time. Doesn't matter whether it, in inverted commas, it's life or it's some kind of Facebook life. So I have been living. I've been living quite well, thanks very much. The first three questions, to be honest, they're quite combative. I'm noticing they are combative towards myself. Maybe that's maybe I just watched Frost Nixon when I'd putting these questions together for myself. But hopefully I chill out a little bit in a little bit, or maybe I just get even more aggressive. But yeah, I've succeeded in staying alive for a rotation of the sun, and I've been living life to the max, because that's all anyone can ever live, to the max, unless they die, and then that's dying to the max. It's binary.
Your plan is to take up a show to Edinburgh this coming year, and it will be your second hour-long stand-up comedy show. Obviously, you've gone to Edinburgh a lot, but not done a stand-up comedy Edinburgh show. You actually plan to make that in a paid venue. How's that going to go, Barry? Has that gone well? I'm curious as to whether you actually managed to get a paid venue, whether anybody would actually work with you or not. Yeah, that was the plan. How's that gone, I wonder?
I went to Edinburgh, but I did a work in progress this year. I decided to do a work in progress rather than do a full show. So the reason why is because I felt like I wanted to do about 6 months of work on a finished show before I took it up to Edinburgh. And that was great. I did a work in progress in a small theatre space, which was the opposite of the type of venue that I usually play. So it was a deliberate attempt to undermine what I naturally do on stage, and it was very instructive. It was very difficult. It was getting outside my comfort zone, but it was a mix of free and paid venue. It was Sweet Venues with somebody called JD Henshaw, who was a fantastic bloke, really nice venue. It could have been fully paid, but I decided to do a mix of both, pay what you want in the door or take it in advance, and that worked very well as well. But it was quite a theatre-y space intentionally, but I did. So I took a show to Edinburgh. There are a few other people that I almost worked with, but I didn't in the end. So I'm just trying to take the edge off your accusatory tones, which for the last kind of like four questions have been quite aggressive, I do say. So maybe I got some questions for my former self about like how much coffee I was drinking at the time.
So you've been planning on doing, you know, more emotional, risky stuff on stage, and that has been a plan for quite some time. But it's very difficult, you know, to go out there and just kind of be in that way, kind of vulnerable, or let people see you as Brené Brown, to use a kind of, you know, TED kind of reference would say, kind of show your vulnerability. You've not been able to show that. I mean, you know, you can barely show it in relationships, so on one-on-one. So, but then again, you know, there are plenty of performers that we could point at that can't show it in relationships but can do it on stage. So and maybe that's part of the secret of it. So if you can, you know, been trying to show a bit of vulnerability on stage, proper vulnerability, not kind of lip surface to it, I wonder if you've managed that, because that's been a plan for some time.
Yeah, I have. But the vulnerability of being in the moment rather than necessarily talking about something, because you can talk about something very vulnerable, something that would be seen as vulnerable subject matter from a very non-vulnerable space. But it's vulnerable to be seen in the moment as you are on stage. So yeah, I have. I have managed that a little bit more in the last year. Who knows whether I'm doing it well. It's, you know, it does depend a lot on the audience and the gig itself. And sometimes it's easier and harder to do that. You know, the important thing is being funny, and often it's very funny to be in the moment, as long as I'm in touch with that funny part of myself rather than just being too sad or just kind of, you know, lazily chatting like I am now, which isn't that funny, to be honest. Yeah, so I guess I have managed that, or it's a journey towards that. I guess I'm seeing things less as a endpoint. Part of this podcast is probably creating a false endpoint of a year rather than the idea of progress creatively being a continuing process, which is how I'm seeing it. So a lot of these questions are about creativity rather than necessarily an end result, or they're kind of, you know, lines created in the sand creatively. Sounding very kind of actor studio all of a sudden. I'd listened to some TED Talks by the sounds of it just before I asked these questions. So they're very worthy questions. When am I going to get some questions about sex or something like that? So I think it's easier to poke fun at. Maybe, actually, I hope I don't ask myself questions from a year ago about that.
You managed to have sex?
Oh, you bastard. You absolute cunt. Yeah, well, there you go. Well, at least I'm predictable in my... Yes, I have. And that's none of your business. For Christ's sake.
Saying you're going to apply foot cream.
What?
As well. Don't really apply foot cream regularly, you know, just it's good to keep your feet in good order, otherwise they get a bit dried out. You know, they're not massively dry, but you keep saying you're going to do that. People keep telling you to moisturize as well, and it's been in the back of your head, but kind of I think there's some potentially some fear of being kind of like, I don't know, there's some looking down on the whole idea of moisturizing. Why are you looking down there, Barry? What have you got to hide? Are you doing that? It's not one of the biggest concerns for 2016, 2017. It's come out now, so yeah, I'll ask.
What are you on? What kind of questions? Like, you could have asked me any question from a year ago, and that's what you'd... Foot cream. Like, genuinely. What kind of crack are you on? Like, I can't remember being on... I mean, I know sugar makes me kind of, like, difficult to concentrate. It makes it difficult to concentrate, but genuinely. No, I haven't been applying foot cream. I guess what you've done is you've gone literally from heady to... non-heady stuff. So well done on the pathetic fall there. Foot cream, no. Moisturizer, no. But I did buy some moisturizer, all right? I just can't be asked to put it on because you get out of the shower and you're all wet and just like, you know, it's all...
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Oily, makes your face feel all oily. But I've got some. Maybe, you know, that'll be a long-held ambition to one day have enough tedious time in my life to want to apply moisturiser. It's not much of an ambition, you know. People have desired more, but yeah, so no, not foot cream or moisturizer. What, I've gone from a creative process to sex to moisturizer. Is the next question gonna be about piles? Like what's coming next? I'm dreading. Okay, let's see what you're pulling out your ass to continue with the piles motif.
Are you going to be less aggressive to your future self in 2017? Because at the moment you're being not only quite aggressive, but quite passive-aggressive as well. So I just wonder whether you're going to be any less kind of aggressive to your future self.
Okay, yeah, no, I'm going to start being aggressive to my past self. That's what I'm doing right now. Yeah, a van just passed. A van just passed the window with a garbage truck that says "party" in big letters on it. So I don't know what kind of party they're suggesting people have. Past self, I don't know if I think it was only on this day that I'm aggressive to my own future self. To be honest, I don't know if I am so aggressive towards my future self. But yeah, like I say, right now I'm being a lot more aggressive to my past self. But that's with provocation.
Did you take Angel Comedy to Edinburgh this year, or did you not? You don't know right now, do you? It's 2016. You honestly don't know. It seemed to have gone quite well, though. And were you in it? That's the question. Are you that desperate for stage time or not?
Yeah, I did. Angel Comedy went to Edinburgh this year, but as a showcase. I don't know. I did it about two or three times just to make it set up. It was run by a wonderful person. Lucilla San Martin was there, and she was from China, living in China at the moment. But she's a South American from China that was living in London for a while. And she ran it, and the fantastic John Long emceed, and Sakisa emceed as well. And we had Alastair Williams along regularly with Mickey Overman and some other people. And Ben Tajay. And anyway, it was a lovely gig in Edinburgh in Pravda Rooms, and I think it will definitely go on next year, just because it's a nice thing for people to do. It's a bucket share, so people make a bit of money from it, and it's the acts that play Angel regularly. It's kind of like not too many acts, but it's a good way for people to showcase their show on that day and get a bit of stage time as well. So yeah, it was a really nice vibe. So I did
the podcast that you're working on at the moment. Is it still going? Are you managing to actually post it regularly, or in the way that Simon Kane has managed to quite successfully be very consistent? Because consistency is 99% of success is turning up, as Woody Allen said, and I think that he applied that throughout his life. But if you manage to do that or not, I'm curious.
Nope. Next question. No, I haven't. I haven't done that so far, but just had many other things going on. So, but interestingly, I've got all the audio for it, but just haven't gotten around to figuring out and putting it together. Because you can only, as my great aunt said, you can only do 17 things at a time.
Regular eye tests. If you mean to have regular eye tests for some time, if it's 2017, if you manage to go to regular eye tests, just you keep getting the emails from the eye test people and then you don't do it.
Not regular. I mean, regular is, every week. I've been going for eye tests every week. They really hate me there. I keep going in and then, I pay for it as well. And initially they're like, Mr. Ferns, you don't need to take regular eye tests. And then, but it's surprising what you can get what you can force people to do if you get angry. I've had some an eye test, but I think that's regular enough. Like once every 5 to 10 years, if you can see. I'm not sure what was happening in the week when I asked the question to make me wonder about the necessity of regular eye tests. Was I bumping into things? Well, anyway, right now it's certainly not on my radar. Although the fact that I'm using radar probably suggests that I need eye tests. That was a very poor joke, and I doubt that my past self will laugh at it.
Have you managed to regularly be posting your creative stuff online on podcasts and also on the YouTube channel? Have you managed to do that regularly? Because you've been creating stuff for about 5 to 7 years that nobody knows anything about. So have you actually managed to put it out there? Have you? Or not? Answer me. Or not. Maintain a passive silence, if you like. I am less important than you, essentially. Because I'm a year ago. I no longer exist. I'm a wisp, figment of the imagination and digital age. This is just, I'm just pixels, ones and zeros. It seems right now I seem very real because I'm talking, through this device to your ears, but this is really just from the past. I don't exist anymore. In some ways you have got no urgency to answer this wisp of a fantasy of your past self. What you're doing right now is the only moment in your life, Barry, so why are you even spending the time answering, what your previous version or incarnation of yourself has to ask of you? Just get your shit together. Maybe you should just not answer. Don't even know what the beginning question was, but just get your shit together. That's all I have to say.
I totally lost track of what that question was there. but I would ask you to repeat it, but I haven't got a month. I'm not managing to post everything up. I think whoever you are, whatever kind of wisp in the machine, douche, I never know how to say that, douche ex machina, douche, it can't be a douche ex machina, like, no, that's a Scottish ghost in the machine, which is a, yeah, which is a different film. Oh, see, it's catching. Not a Ramble catches over a year. What happened there is I caught Ramble from past me and have applied it in present me. But no, I'm not managing to do those things. And I have plans to, but I've always got plans to. I think, you know, as my great aunt said, it's always good to have 17 plans at any given time and to enact none of them.
How about, do you hate yourself any less? Or is that maintaining its kind of present trajectory? It might actually answer the question, the earlier question of, are you still alive? Let's see how you go with that. If you're not alive and you've died at your own hand, that has answered that in fact. So, you know, this is probably the only question that you could answer if you're no longer alive.
I think it's very healthy to dislike yourself, because then you just like everybody else relatively much more. So, you know, like, love yourself as a philosophy, I think, is a little bit unhelpful. And then hate yourself and then love everybody else because they're not you. You know, then everyone goes around being really nice. Who knows that Jesus didn't hate himself? He loved everybody else. You know, Jesus wasn't going around going, oh, I love me, I'm great me. He was going, I love you. So, not that I'm hugely Christian, but Jesus seemed to be a nice guy, didn't he? Except for the wars in his name. But I don't think that's the right question. Don't hate yourself. Don't focus on myself. Focus on other people. They seem nice.
Did you ever do that teaching degree? No, that's not an actual question. I don't want to do a teaching degree. There's very few things I want to do later.
Yeah, I did the teaching degree. What have you got against a teaching degree? Like, why are you negging me all the time, past self? Look, I like being a teacher. It's just what I do, right? People who can't do, teach. And people who can't teach, teach more. It's not worth the assignment money, but I think it's got something to it. But yeah, I did the teaching degree, and I'm enjoying myself. I'm a freelance teacher. I just go around all telling people stuff they don't know, mostly about myself.
Have you got rid of the beard, or did we keep it in the end?
Got rid of it for a month and then got back again because it's much easier to have. Fucking hell, all that shaving is nonsense. And it's really unnerving to feel the wind on your chin, if you haven't felt it on your chin for ages. It's like it genuinely feels like you've cut yourself. Just like, what? No, I don't like the sensation of it. And yeah, and besides, I don't like women enjoying kissing me. Because women, you know, like if they're gonna kiss me, I feel like there should be some kind of like physical toll that's at least representative of the emotional toll that they will receive through kissing me as well. So, you know, it's always good when you're kissing somebody to open your eyes and see them kind of wincing. So that's why I've got a beard. You know, you've got to have a policy on this kind of thing. You can't make any kind of, you know, close intimate contact with my face comfortable. Otherwise, you know, people will be on my face all the time. Yeah, that's what happened for the month. I didn't get anything done. I kept feeling the wind on my face for only partial moments. So yeah, I have I shaved for a bit and then it turned out to be far too much of a turn on for people. They couldn't keep their hands and face off it. Mostly kind of conductors and chefs.
Have you been working less hard? Because you've been working hard for quite some time, getting run down and not actually managing to create much stuff because you're doing so much. Or are you managing to continue that trajectory of hard work because you're not giving yourself any time off?
I don't know. I've had a bit of time off. I've been to different places. I don't know. On that, I guess a year ago, I must have felt like I was doing shed loads. But I still am. But yeah, I'm still working hard. But I don't know if I can answer that. I don't feel tired right now. Is that a good enough answer to that question? It changes, fits and spurts, changes all the time. That's a problem with life, is you can't answer any questions about yourself with any degree of certainty, because tomorrow things will change. Tomorrow you'll be exhausted and you have worked too hard. Right now, yes. Tomorrow, no.
Whatever happened to Angel Comedy? Did it carry on, or did it peter out? I'm vaguely curious.
I'm teaching, mate. I don't have no idea what you're talking about. I mean, there is an Angel Comedy that Daniel Kitson and Simon Amstel and Bridget Christie and James Acaster are playing at the Bill Murray Pub, but that's got nothing to do with me. And I'm just concentrating on my own career. I've stepped away from anything to do with anything to do with that. Because, you know, I think it's important to kill your babies. You know, that's what they teach you in teaching school. They're not pro-childbirth in teaching school. But, yeah, it's a very kind of niche teaching school, the teaching degree I took. It's mostly teaching to empty rooms.
When you look over the last year, what are the moments or what is the moment that stands out that you kind of quite, you know, that would go in the scrapbook? Not that I keep a scrapbook, because that would be very, it'd be very 1980s to me. But, yeah, I'm an 80s kid.
I don't know. The last year, loads. But I enjoyed doing the Edinburgh run for a month where I was unable to. It was a steep learning curve, so it was really difficult at the time. But it was also really good to do. So that was a really good choice, but a difficult thing at the time. So that stands out, I guess. But that's because it's recent. Who knows what happened in January?
So if you could go back to this moment right now, the original record date, what would you alter any of these questions, or is there anything that's happened that you would kind of particularly think that would be worthy of a question? Or would you leave it exactly the same? You know, je suis ne regret rien. I don't know whether that's the correct French. Don't have any regrets. Just so wrong. I have so many regrets. Like, so many. You know, I mean, not big things, just small things. I can't open a door properly.
Don't regret. I regret nothing. Yeah, I regret nothing. I'm not quite sure what the question was there, mate. I'm still confused by doors, if that helps. I regret banging into doors. I feel like you're losing focus with your questions, to be fair. The first few were really strong out of the doors, and then the foot one was a killer, like genuinely scintillating. But this last one, you're basically asking me to come up with your questions for you. Which, I guess we all do this. We all outsource work. But outsourcing work to your future self is, you know, what do you want me to pay your debts for you as well? Oh, I am paying your debts for you as well. Yeah, okay, fair enough.
Were there any opportunities that came up in the last year that you said no to that you wish you had said yes to?
No, I said yes to everything to the detriment of all the things that I said yes to.
Are there any things that you said yes to in the year that you wish you had said no to?
I can't tell you that. That is privileged information. But trust me, say yes to them. And only then will you know the sheer horror of having said yes to them. That's all I can tell you to do.
If you could come back to the original record date and give yourself one bit of advice for the last year, what would it be?
Foot cream. Just go out and buy it. Stop dilly-dallying. Just get some fucking foot cream, mate. I haven't got any feet in the future. They've rotted away. Rotted.
That was Barry. As I said in the intro, I loved how honest and open and humble he was about himself, about his insecurities, about how he views himself, about how he's trying to improve on himself, both physically, emotionally, mentally, and as a performer, of course. It's exciting. I really liked it, and I feel like I got quite a lot out of this in terms of how he operates a lot of different projects and a lot of different self-improvement projects at the same time, which is something that I find hard to juggle. So I hope you got a lot out of it as well. If you did, please do consider sharing this with someone who you think will get some value out of it. If you didn't like this episode, but you liked the previous one, please share that one. It really helps out the show. Also, if you're new here, please do hit the subscribe button. If you're old here, please do consider giving us an honest, ideally positive review in iTunes. You got anything negative to say? Email! Email me that. Nobody wants that out on the internet. And either way, please do consider joining the Facebook group or following us on Twitter. It's called The Audio Time Capsule, and it's on Facebook, obviously. And on Twitter, we're at Audio Time Travel. Both places are great to find out who's coming on next, when they're coming on, behind the scenes content, and more. So if you love the show, please join one of the communities. The Audio Time Capsule is a Fruit That Got in Gravity's Way production for the internet. All elements were created by me, comedian Simon Kane, except the music that was composed and recorded by David Jordan. Thank you very much for listening, thank you very much for subscribing, and thank you very much for rating and donating if you do. I'll see you all in about 14 days' time. Bye!
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.